it already is happening, whether people realize it or not. I've been a teacher in Idaho and in Oregon.
So they're already phasing out cursive?
Pardon me? Yes, they already are.
Gotcha.
So whether people are aware of it or not, it's happening.
And is it for good reason? Because that's what I didn't understand on my poll. 80% of people said keep cursive instead of keyboarding. That blew me away.
If you looked at the age and gender that answered your poll, you would find that, I bet, that it was mostly females. Your first emotion is, no, don't get rid of cursive. Females tend to enjoy and use cursive more as a rule. Girls print neater than boys in elementary, not always, but usually. Their fine motor skills are developed sooner. Boys will abandon cursive later on, and the way you write, the mechanics is not an indicator of how smart you are. So I disagree with that. I raised two boys in Oregon. They're incredibly intelligent boys. Their cursive is appalling. They don't use it unless they have to write their name. And even then, it's a scrawl. It's very hard to tell what they're writing. So it's going by the wayside. We're technologically going into a world where they need to know how to use a computer. Taking high school typewriting as a freshman in high school is not going to cut it.
There's a couple things that I think are important. One is that in limiting teachers' time with students, we're going to think keyboarding is more important, and it is critical. But when you look at the mechanics of cursive, you're actually teaching small children very fine motor skills, which are important in their development. The other part is that it helps in their reading, in that they're able to look at a word and see the highs and lows of the word to determine what the word is going to end up being like as they learn how to read faster and more accurately.
And that's not something they get from reading, like, print out of either a book or a computer screen? Is that different?
They're using more of their senses. So the more senses they use, the higher probability that they'll learn it better.
That it sticks.
So by touching it and seeing it at the same time, they're going to learn more than just seeing it.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you very much for the input. Appreciate it. Hi, KZJ. Good morning. What do you think?
Well, it actually, it's kind of scared me that we're going into a direction where we're solely depending on computers and the internet and everything. I mean, everything's just going in that direction so rapidly that, you know, I mean, things happen. What if the internet crashed? What if computers crashed? And, you know, we're not teaching our kids growing up, you know, the right correct penmanship and how to, you know, express themselves in simple writing. I mean, what would happen, you know? I mean, we would have kids out there now, adults that, you know, can't even write clearly and properly, and they're so dependent on a computer that they're in limbo without one.
I just don't know, because I've had this discussion before, and your point is very well taken, because I guess it could be possible that one day that every computer in the world would just go, you know, and all of a sudden all technology is destroyed, but... You know,
it really can. I mean, you know,
I guess it's possible, but if that happens, I'm not worried about writing a letter. Yeah, I'm just trying to get my stuff together. I mean, I guess the same argument could be made towards the dairy industry. You know, why not teach them how to hand milk cows, because they're always using automation now? I mean, I think you go with what you got until it's not available anymore. I mean, I don't know. That's just my angle.
And then you have to relearn skills, but it's not like they wouldn't be able to know how to write either. They'd still know how to print. They just wouldn't.
Yeah,
cursive.
This is a tough one for me, because I tend to, I'm like everybody, I think I'm just like you. I'm reluctant to let go of things and see what's, but I think it's inevitable. I mean, you look at where we're going, and it's not like we even have a choice in the matter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when's the last time your kid has written you a note?
Yeah, right. Well, mine's too, but. You know,
well, yeah, there you go.
I just don't see necessarily Xing it out completely. You know, I still think it should be a staple that at least is gone over, you know, maybe do.
Gotcha.
Typing more, you know, and computer classes a little bit more, and not stress cursive as much. But
gotcha.
I don't think they should get rid of it.
But you still think it's important enough to you still think it's important enough to remain in the curriculum, is what you're saying?
I do.
The impression you make with your signature, and the impression you make with your how well you write in cursive, is huge.
Really?
I've been a substitute teacher, and one of the hardest things is when you're grading a paper. There's a student, and he has wonderful thoughts and ideas, and you're just blown away by the ideas that he's putting on the paper, but you can't hardly read it. He is chicken scratch. And so there, I think there is a bias that people that do not write well, I mean, as far as how you shape the letters, I don't think your thoughts and ideas come across as well. And as a teacher, that's one of the things we have to do is say, get the thoughts and ideas, then work on the punctuation, and then, take in regard the penmanship. And I have filled out applications where I think because my cursive is nice and I have a pretty signature, that I make a better impression. So if you're in this workforce and you want to make a good impression, nice writing counts.